Your love is my satisfaction, your joy.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Take a Shot with Amem Joy Emma. I am your girl, your host, Amem Joy Emma. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are listening to today's episode, I hope you're listening with some love, some joy, some hope, some peace. If you are not, well, then you already know the drill. I am sending that your way right about now.
Your love is my satisfaction, your joy is my only passion. I'll follow.
Well, as always, I hope today's episode is finding you in good spirits. Wherever you are, I hope that you are listening truly with some joy, with some love. I hope you're enjoying this summer, the sunlight, the rain, all the good things. I hope all the good things are happening to you and for you. Today, I wanted to talk about a topic that for some, it might have come and gone, is not relevant anymore to some, but I still believe is still something that I want to talk about anyway. And that is Monique and the bonnet incident. A little while ago, Monique went on her platform and basically said that We, black women specifically, should not be going out, especially in the airport, dressed, you know, in a bonnet with a blanket wrapped around ourselves, and that we should carry ourselves differently. And that if we don't adhere to not wearing a bonnet and not having a blanket wrapped around ourselves, that we are queens in training. And a lot of people were rightfully bothered about that. And I say rightfully because I was one of those people that found that to be a little bit bothersome. And I'll share why. It is one thing to choose and say, you know what, it's not my preference to wear bonnets or to wrap myself in a blanket. I like to dress a different way all the time when I'm leaving the house. It's one thing to say this is just my preference. It's another thing to say that your identity, so she came for our identity as Black women and saying, you're a queen in training if you do not adhere to this dress code. Which it is, it's a dress code. If you do not adhere to this standard of a dress code, you're a queen in training. Now, I found that bothersome because if you have been listening to this podcast for any length of time, then you know that I firmly believe in, when I call myself a queen, I know that that's who I am. Right. Where does that come from for me? It comes from the fact that I belong to God and God calls me his. Right. I've done an episode on this before and I'll link the episode in the description. But I believe God calls me his and I believe God is king, king of kings. I believe I'm an heir. I believe that I belong to God. I believe that God calls me his. I believe that because God calls me his, that I am an heir. And so that means I know that he's king. And because he's king, I'm royalty. I know that. I believe that. And it took me a long time to receive that and believe that. And I'm still having to work on, especially when the thought of that wants to be anti that, when I have those negative thoughts, I still have to stand firmly and choose to believe this is the truth. I belong to God and I am royalty, regardless of my circumstances. Now, my my being a queen, my being a part of royalty does not change based on my circumstances, based on what I choose to wear, based on how I present myself. I am royal. I am a queen because God says so. Okay. One of my references for this in scripture is 1 Peter 2:9, right? Where it says, I'm God's chosen treasure. It says that I am priests who are kings, a spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. Okay. So I had some trouble with the fact that she had said that you're a queen in training because you choose to wear a bonnet. And because you don't meet her standard of what you ought to look like in an airport when it's just really a matter of preference. And so that's where I came. I feel like that was an attack on identity. You know, you are who you are because God says so. That does not change based on what you wear, what you don't wear. No, God calls you his, you're his. He is king because he is king. You are automatically royalty. Now, with that being said, I also know that we live in this era of everyone being easily offended. You know, and there are some things that we ought to get angry about. And there are some things that is offensive, but we ought to choose to say, you know what? That is your opinion. It is not a truth in my life. I do not receive that. And God bless you as I unfollow you, as I mute you, as I block you. But I don't have to receive that in my life, so I won't. And so that's that. And so I've said this before and I'd say it again. I think one of the amazing things about social media is that we get to hear different perspectives and different opinions and get to gauge the temperature of what the general public, right, think or feel about an issue. But that can also be an issue because you're hearing everybody's thoughts and opinions, and everybody has a thought and an opinion. And the thing about it is, one thing that I'm learning to apply to my life, one thought that I'm learning to apply to my life is that I cannot control anybody else. I can only control me. And so Monique, right, has a right to get on her Instagram platform and share her opinion. And I have a right to say, okay, well, I disagree, but I'm gonna keep my peace because I don't got time to be riled up and worked up over your opinion, because really you have no say in my life. You never have. You did not call me queen. You did not make me. You ain't my mama. You ain't my daddy. You ain't my brother, my sister. No, I don't know you. You are a stranger. So you can get on your platform and give your two cents about what you believe I should be doing with my life and my clothing and whatever. And I can say, ah, thanks, no thanks, goodbye. And again, I understand that it is troublesome. Like I said, I was bothered by that statement. But also, I think we really, especially again, with social media, and not only can we have the ability to hear the opinions of so many, we get news every day all around the world, and there's a lot going on. If you're dialed in, you're tuned in, you're on social media, there's no way that you're not aware of at least so much going on that it, I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming. And so I have to choose, right? I have to choose what I get offended about. Like I can't, there are many things that are offensive, and that there are many things that I have to choose to say, you know what? I'm just not going to. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that the things that are worthy of my energy and my time and my mind, the things that are worthy of that, I'm able to throw into. And so Monique's opinion about what I should do with my head covering or how I should dress and who she thinks I, it's just not, it's not worthy of me getting riled up and upset and offended and whatever about. And so that's the other part that I wanted to talk about, is just, we got to guard our peace, man. You know, There are certain things that are troublesome, but we have to choose to say, you know what? God bless you. Goodbye. I'm not doing that with you. So, yeah. Goodbye. I'm just not. I like my peace way more than I want to deal with foolishness. And then also we have to realize, now I'm talking in a general sense, we have to realize when people get on platforms and they say controversial things, we know about clout chasing. We know some people just want to chase clout. We know some people just want to troll, right? So there's also motive that we have to consider. We know people just want to get their eyes on a page, want to get more followers. So they'll say anything, right, to get their follower up, to get more eyes on their page, for whatever reason. Like, you never know the motive behind why someone is doing what they're doing. Some of it is just a real, like, attention seeking, right? And so that's why it's like, you really have to be careful what you are allowing yourself to get worked up about. Because if you allow yourself to consistently be worked up about what strangers who you do not know what their motive is for saying whatever they're saying, if you allow yourself to consistently get worked up about that stuff, you give up your peace. So I just want us to be really mindful about that, especially in this era where we are really, really, the topic of mental health is really, really rampant, which is awesome because we need to take care of all of us, right? All of us, our minds, emotion, body, physical, mental, all that stuff. We need to take care of all of us, right? And so self-care, a part of self-care, self-care is simply taking care of yourself. A part of self-care is I'm going to take care of me. And sometimes taking care of me is not allowing myself to get worked up about certain things. And so I just want to say that be mindful about what you are allowing yourself to get worked up over. Like I said, Monique and her bonnet opinion, it is bothersome. It did bother me. But she has a right to give her opinion. And I have a right to say no, ma'am, and keep it moving. So I just wanted to share that. What are your thoughts? You know, what did you think about the incident? Were you like, nah, I'm good. That it didn't really faze me. I don't care. I'm gonna do me regardless. Or were you like, I kind of agree. Or what were your thoughts about the topic in general? I'd love to hear all about it. I am on Instagram at Take a Shot Podcast. Also, you can reach me via email at takeashotpodcast@gmail.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, then I encourage you to share it with your family, with your friends. And lastly, if you are a listener, I encourage you to rate and review this podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, because when you do, you let others know that we are here, we do exist. As always, I love you, I appreciate you, and I cannot wait to talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.
It's my only passion. I'll follow you with every action. Lord, lead me in every fashion. Your love is my satisfaction.